Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ be beside me. Christ be before me. Christ be behind me. Love of my heart. Christ be within me. Christ be below me, Christ be above me, never to part. Christ on my right hand, Christ on my left hand, Christ all around me, shield in the strife. Christ in my sleeping, Christ in my sitting, Christ in my rising, light of my life. Christ be in all hearts thinking about me. Christ be in all tongues telling of me. Christ be the vision in eyes that see me, in ears that hear me, Christ ever be. Let us walk while we have the light, that the darkness may not overcome us. Adonai is my light and my help. Whom should I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Before whom should I tremble? When the violent draw near to eat me alive, the mob eager to kill will stumble and collapse. Should battalions lay siege around me, my heart would not fear. Should war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of Adonai, this one thing do I seek, to live in the house of God every day of my life, caught up in God's splendor and beauty, at prayer in the temple. Adonai will hide me there, hide my life from attack, a sheltering tent around me, a firm rock below. I am now beyond the reach of those who lay siege around me, and I will offer a sacrifice of joy. I will play and sing praise to God. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let us walk while we have the light, that the darkness may not overcome us. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Adonai, great and awesome God, you keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. But yours, O Adonai Elohim, are compassion and forgiveness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, Adonai, turn and take pity on us. God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, Adonai, turn and take pity on us. Forgive us our faults and our sins, and keep us as your heritage. Turn and take pity on us. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, Adonai, turn and take pity on us. Be compassionate as your Abba is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Lend without hope of return. Give, and there will be many gifts for you. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Be compassionate as your Abba is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Lend without hope of return. Give, and there will be many gifts for you.
From his earliest youth, St. Patrick loved the cross and invoked its power to bring healing to those who were ill with water or honey. May we who claim the cross of Jesus be a healing presence to those we meet today. Captured, sold, and enslaved to herd swine, Patrick kept his heart, mind, and eyes open for what would lead him to freedom. May we be on the watch this Lent for what frees us from greed, self-righteousness, and self-pity. eager to learn all that he could about the gospel, Patrick entrusted himself to the best teachers of the day. May we listen to the truth from all sources of wisdom. Patrick preached the gospel and used the gifts of Mother Earth to help others experience the mystery of God present in all things. May we awaken this spring to the presence of God in everything that lives and grows and shares the beauty of creation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the strength of God guide us. May the power of God preserve us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the shield of God defend us. May the angels of God guard us. May Christ be with us. May Christ be before us. May Christ be in us. And Christ be over all. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, always be ours. This day, O Lord, and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.